T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump was hoping to have a bipartisan lunch at the White House today to talk about border security and the government shutdown, but that didn't quite work out.
Bloomberg White House reporter Justin Sink is joining us. Justin, what happened?
Well, I think the president was targeting some of the House Democrats who are in districts that he won 2 years ago, and believing that they might represent a way for him to break off some of the support and create a sort of political headache for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who so far has sort of refused to negotiate on the president's demand for more border wall funding. But none of those Democrats that he invited showed up. I think that the sort of inability of the White House to bring people over underscored the fact that this continues to be a tough issue for Democrats and Republicans both, but that the White House has had a hard time reaching across the aisle and convincing people of the need for that extra $5+ billion in border security funding.
Have the invited Democrats explained why they declined the invitation? Was it an order from on high in the party?
So we've heard sort of competing explanations. I think some Democrats say that it was a scheduling conflict. Others say that the White House reached out, you know, late last night. It seemed sort of disorganized, and they didn't explain exactly what they wanted to do here. I think others were wary of kind of setting up a situation where they would be sort of used as a PR tool for the president to attack fellow Democrats. And so I think across the board, the gambit just didn't quite work out for the White House, but obviously it's created a situation where Democrats are now needing to explain why they were unwilling to show up. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, or Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, earlier today said that he would be willing to come over to the White House and meet with the president at any point he wanted to. So I think that was one way that Democrats could kind of say, hey, you know, our leaders are willing to sort of meet across the table. Mr. President, you're the one who kind of stormed out of the meeting last week when you heard that they still oppose this wall funding.
All right, Justin, thanks for the update. Bloomberg's White House reporter, Justin Sink.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.